Incidental, let's go.
Yep. Incidental, as he was getting drugged down, arms were just kind of flying in there. Loggers got caught with it. And a tough play right there.
But it's a five-yard variety here, Jeff.
Oh, so it's not even a first down.
I don't know if they automatic. They don't, it's not an automatic first down. So it's going to be
second and two.
Second and two. Replay the down. 3:06 here to go.
From the Loggers' 25-yard line?
26. Out of the gun here, Nelson. Nelson hands off to Leibzit, and he gets tackled, but I think he got the first down. Just barely. 2:47 and ticking here in the half.
So a nice sustained drive here for Green Bay United. Taking some time off of the clock, and a much-needed score for them coming up here right now. And this possession's huge. We said it about the last one, too.
Loggers probably only need about 20 seconds, though, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
2:37 and counting. From under center, Nelson, pitch back to Leibzit.
Right side, he finds the hole. He steps out of bounds.
And
at about the 8-yard line.
All right. Generous mark there. It looked like I thought he got out beyond the 10, Jeff. So first and goal from the 8. Near side hash mark will be Green Bay.
2:26 to go here in the second quarter.
12-point lead for the Loggers.
12-point lead, but you really feel how tight it is right now. And both teams feeling confident that they can do things out on the field. You know, really, a 12-point lead is nothing in 8-man football. And it's a blink of the eye.
They got wide receiver left, right, and
really spread out right now. 3 offensive linemen right now.
Baja Biamila's back in protection. Nelson's got his man in, but he's
kicked out of bounds.
Bounds at about the 2.
Trick Molman kicking him out about the 2-yard line. Going to bring up a second goal.
So 6-yard reception by Steffel. It's going to be second and goal from the 2. Loggers looking for a goal line stand here. From under center, here's Nelson.
Everything's tight. Goal line formation for Green Bay.
High back set.
Up the field to Biamila.
Biamila
bounces out.
And he's trying to tackle him.
He got back in, didn't
he? He got in the end zone.
I mean, they were really pushing him out of bounds, 2 guys as hard as they could. And, you know, what do? You got 250 pounds of solid muscle just kind of lunged in there. But a nice attempt effort from the Loggers.
So 34-28. To ensue the 2-point conversion, however.
And be a big stop right here on the 2-point conversion. Loggers needing that to keep a 6-point lead.
So 1 turnover on down so far. I think that's the only stop, huh, Jeff?
Yeah.
No, 2 turnovers on down. They had the fake punt against Green Bay. So since then, it's just been score for score. From under center, Nelson. Eye back set. Deep back is Leibzit.
Offside.
False start?
It's got to be because I've seen the whole left side move, including the running back. Oh, come on. I've seen the running back move, too.
All right. Now it's half the distance to the goal, so it's about a... From the 1.5-yard line
so
now.
So the flag was actually on Phillips or against Phillips. And they're going to pitch it left side and patiently waiting. But, Scotty, we got another flag on the field, and I think that's going to be holding.
They called holding. I see it, Jeff. I don't know who it's on. Oh, it's on Green Bay. So take back that 2-point conversion.
And they're going to try from I don't know what they move it back on that, 5 yards or something?
That would be a 10-yarder, Jeff. So
will they move it on a 2-point conversion that far?
Yep.
Nice.
So they'll be out beyond the 10-yard line. So they're going for 2 from the 11 or 11.5.
And
Loggers.
You know, I like you know, with this quarterback here, you got different options. You know, you're probably going to be in the shotgun for a pass, but you still got that ability, you know, to get into the end zone with the run.
Yeah, and the way he runs, he's very deliberate, but he's hard to bring down. Back to pass, Nelson. Nelson steps up, and it's almost
knocked down. And another flag. Holding again. It's going to be declined.
Declined. So
nice play. I didn't see who stepped in front of that pass play. Did you guys see? Wait, it might have been Ben. Ben's been all over the field here tonight.
So that pass knocked away after stepping up and firing was Reed Nelson.
It looked good. I like how this kid passes
the
ball. I
mean,
he looks like a next level quarterback.
Yep. 34-28. Loggers will receive the kickoff after this timeout on the field. Looks like the Zebras are still converging over there, Jeff. So, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff, get on over there. They probably got a 70-inch flat screen.
You think they sell those old tube TVs anymore?
I don't know. I see them all the time, Jeff.
You see them at your auctions, don't you, Scotty?
Oh, gosh. They're a bane, Jeff.
Get your big flat screen over there. I'm sure they got their all your appliance needs.
You ever seen one of those big flat screens, the ones that were made in, like, 1998 or something? But they weigh, like, 100 pounds. They're just heavy.
And we've come a long way.
Oh, yeah, we have. Now the flat screens are just, like,
they're like
with one hand.
Yeah, they're like, what do you call this? Those buys where you just buy it on impact. You're, you know, when you walk by, oh, I'll grab a TV. It's only $100.
Yep.
Impulse. That was the word. Impulse buy.
All right, kick off, and that one's going to be fielded by
DJ Loewy. Picks it up. A nice little return from him up the middle. He's wrapped up. Takes it back about 15 yards before he's tackled.
Out to around the 35, 36-yard line here. And
the Micronesian sensation with some nice runs early on here tonight. Been a little quiet lately, but all these running backs have just been so impressive here tonight. I think Evan Hollinger really having the confidence tonight with a couple big plays, but that trick, too.
Flanker right, flanker left. Big handoff, and now here's the counter, and this time they've got him wrapped up, but he still gained 5-6 yards.
Yeah,
Jeff.
Trig Moman on the counter play, picks up 4 or 5 yards on that play.
154 and kicking.
You know, it just sounds like a play of the counter. It didn't work that time. It only got you 5 yards.
That's true, Jeff. That's true. Fair enough.
And that's going to help again when they, you know, running on the edges, now that they've got to be leery of this counter play right here. And as they do, they give it to Dulaski on the right side. Dulaski cuts through. He's wrapped up, picks up a few yards. It's going to bring up about a 3rd and 3.
Third and two.
And the Loggers in the hurry-up offense. They're trying to catch Green Bay off guard. And Denzine going to keep it himself. He gets the first down all the way to the 47-yard line of Green Bay. Minute 9 to go. The clock stops while they move the chains, and the Loggers in hurry-up mode.
109 here to go. Loggers driving. Not much time left in the half. Fake motion give.
Dan again.
Dan up the middle. Gain of 5, and he's brought down. And now I think we're going to get a timeout. No? Motion along the sideline. 51 seconds. Here we go. 2nd and 5.
And the Loggers have 1 or 2 timeouts left, Scotty.
I think they got 2, Jeff. And
yeah, 2 timeouts left.
Flanker left, flanker right. Here's a motion fake to Hollinger. He's going deep. He's got Hossfield takes the catch all the way down to the 5-yard line. A beautiful throw by Shay Denzine. And Drew Hossfield with a nice catch all the way down to the 5-yard line. The Loggers don't pass the ball a lot, but really effective. I think Denzine more of a passing quarterback than Levi is, and having that option right there, that was beautiful.
Here's the counter play. He's got the corner, and there it is. He's
touchdown.
In. Down.
Touchdown.
Trig Moman. Patrick Mullman with the touchdown with 20 seconds to go. And it's going to be 40-28 Loggers. A big two-point conversion coming up here for the Loggers.
That's Trigg's fourth touchdown of the half.
Four touchdowns on the half for Trigg. That's not a bad night. Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage here for the two-point conversion.
And they got the Wildcat here. Who's going to be? It's back to pass.
Denby keeps it up the middle. Into the end zone. He stretches out. Gets the two-point conversion. Shea Denzine having a half here right now, leading the way in the Jeff Aiken and Roofing player of the game.
20 seconds left in the half.
42-28. 14-point lead for the Loggers.
All right. And somebody down on the field for Green Bay.
So player down right now. We're going to stay right here. Jeff Aiken and Scott Heckman bringing you this game here tonight from Logger Camp. We're in Phillips, Wisconsin. The Phillips Loggers leading Green Bay United. And their actual team name, Oneida Nation, Green Bay, New Lutheran. Scotty.
Okay.
They're out of the Peninsula Conference. That's got like Lena. Some teams like that. I know Lena was a team over in that conference.
Oh, yeah.
But this team here, Philly, kind of in the middle of the pack with a 6-2 record in that conference, kind of right in the middle of the pack. But a team, you know, we're not too used to seeing, you know, a team like that from Green Bay. That's a long drive home, Scotty. If, you know, you're coming home with a tough loss if the Loggers are able to pull that off.
You know, make it better if they go to the A&W restaurants.
They will. They go to A&W. I wonder if that bus fits through that drive-through, that new drive-through that they've got. So, yeah, stop on out. A&W restaurant in Phillips. It's your I haven't had a root beer float in a while. You know what I haven't? Do they have banana splits there? That was Dairy Queen. Maybe that was Dairy Queen. No, they have banana splits. They have banana splits there. They got, well, I could have a banana split. I think that'd be pretty good over there. So, player coming off of the field, looks like he's going to be okay. And is that?
That's one of the Green Bay players.
Yeah. Is that one of their running backs?
I can't tell who it is.
It looks like a lineman. I think it's an offensive lineman.
Is that number 52 or 62,
Jay? Yeah, it's something too. So he's heading off of the field right now. There's 20 seconds to go here and got to avoid the big play at all costs right now. Go into this half with his 14-point lead. A 14-point lead in eight-man football is nothing, though. That can be gone in the blink of an eye here. Really want to hold on to this one.
All right. Josh Cripps going off to the side, but he looks like he's walking decently on his own. Here come the Loggers out to kick with 20 seconds left in the half, Jeff.
The kicking team onto the field. Ethan Podmolik set to kick off here for the Loggers. We talked about what a nice season he's had as the kicker for the Loggers. I like seeing Josh Nutt come into this ballgame too. And when he comes in and kicks it, he's a deep kicker and he's really got a boot on him.
Ethan coming up. Here he is. And Ethan.
Nice one here with a really nice pass. That one going all the way to the 40-yard line. And who's there to make the tackle? Callan Chuzzle's doing Callan Chuzzle things. You can say that's my boy, Matt. That's my boy.
All right. 16 seconds left to go in the half.
We're having
from their
fun
own
here.
40-yard line.
60 seconds. Loggers got to hold off the touchdown here. The score from Green Bay going to this halftime with a 14-point lead.
Oh, gosh, that wide receiver just ran off the field because there's too many men on the field. Nelson rolling out left. He's looking for an
intercepted. Picked off Trigg Mullman. Up the sideline, out tackled. What a play there by Trigg Mullman. Got out of bounds, though. There should be a stoppage in the clock. Loggers might get one more chance to throw one up. Maybe they'll just let the time go down, but Nice play by Trigg, getting the interception. Closing off this first half. We'll see what the Loggers are going to do.
Rolling out left, throwing across your body is always pretty dangerous.
Yeah, and I think they're going to do something here. Steve Precourt calling a timeout, you know, with 3 seconds to go in this ball game, and he either called it, he's going for the touchdown, or he wants to talk a little bit about forward
maybe
insurance.
Maybe the old guys, so you know. Make sure you tell your parents after the game.
Get all your life insurance needs.
Yep.
Car insurance with Forward Insurance. So stop in, Forward Insurance. Phillips and Park Falls, go and talk to Steve. Tell him Jeff and Scott sent you. And make sure you got that life insurance tuned up.
Yeah.
Your auto insurance, bundle it all. Bundle it up. Steve will give you a deal.
From the 35-yard line, and maybe they'll try the old hook and ladder here, Jeff.
Hook and ladder, anything. We'll take anything right now. I want to see if it's a trick play. Maybe a flea flicker. Something like that. I don't know if they're going to fall for the flea flicker right now, but.
Yeah, I think the cat's out of the bag that this is the last play of the game for the half, Yeah.
And Dom Svitek down there firing up the crowd like nobody else can. Dom Svitek, a fan favorite here, especially by the student section. Dom always brings the energy to these football games.
From the 34-yard line of the Green Bay United. What the heck happened here? Okay, I guess Green Bay has the ball. I don't know what happened here, Jeff.
What?
Maybe he fumbled out of bounds after he got the interception?
We got to find out what happened. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
All right, here's back to pass and through the hands, and that'll end the half. We thought that the
we got to find out what happened there. They blew a whistle before the interception? Oh, I didn't hear that. They heard it down there. So there was a whistle, that big interception right there. There was a whistle on the field. The play was blown dead. We didn't know that. So Trigg Moehman doesn't get credit for the interception, I guess. But if we didn't tell anyone at home, Scott, everyone thinks that Trigg Moehman got his interception. So you guys believe what you want.
Yep. We saw it happen.
We saw it happen. 15, that's the end of the first half here. We've got a 15-minute break here. And we're going
to talk about you.
Lot to talk about here. A lot going on in the community right now and local sports teams we're going to talk about during this halftime. We're going to see if we're the big winners. I'm so close.
You were.
Scott, if it would have been us, we were going to go right out on the radio, right? We'd take the radio right out there.
Can we take it right out there,
we
Jeff?
Could. I would.
Yeah? I'd say Noonan.
how long do they have to show before you pick draw a new number? Because I didn't like that number, Matt. Did we find a winner?
We found
a winner. Jeff Brock is going to go see. We're going to see if someone's going to win $5,000 here tonight. Last year, I think it was Coach Durrell was really close. Did it rattle in and out? So, halftime just ticking away here. We're going to stay right here at Logger Camp. And, Scotty, I think it's a good time right now. We talk about a little faces in the crowd.
Let's see who's here, Jeff.
We got Holly Vernick. Holly Vernick was last week's fan of the game, Scott.
Nice.
Did a great job. Always brings that cowbell, which is nice. Travis Abraham there. And we've got Leslie Hochschild, Mike Hochschild, the chief of police, and Stacey Abraham. I see Carrie Brooks. Just some more of those names. Matt, you can help us out. The Siden vendors in front of us. Oh, Terry Sellers, Terry Hutchins. Oh, Dave Denzine. Dave Denzine is here. His mom is watching. Dave, did you bring your own popcorn again? Dave's sly like that. He likes to bring his own popcorn to away games. And Tara Chuzzles is here. She's enjoying her husband on the announcements tonight. And a lot of high school crowd here. Dawson Hochschild came to watch his brother.
I see Joe Adamitis down there, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
The Adamitis family.
I see the Egebrecks. There's Mel Egebreck. I know Mike's around somewhere. And it's way, a lot of some Green Bay.
There's some Green Bay.
Some Green Bay fans made it here. We call them the bad guys. And we've got the Heckman family is here. We've got Hallie. Hallie, and which one do we got here, Scott?
This is Herc.
This is Herc. The Heckman's up here checking out what Dad does on the radio. It's always fun when the kids come up and join us.
Yeah. Hallie just turned 16.
I seen that. Got her license.
Yep.
Driver's license. So stay off the roads and Phillips.
Dan Vernig making his way through the crowd here.
Yeah, Dan Vernig here always helping Statsman down on the field, Dan Vernig. Yeah, you said the Adamitis family is here. Keep going down. I see Braden Revac over there in that student section. I think those boys are wrestling right now. The Kowickies, Ted and Nicole, and Mr. Moots. Mr. Moots is here. All right, that's pretty good faces in the crowd, Scotty.
Indeed.
So we have, we're going to see who wins this Ford Bank.
And so what they have to do, Jeff, what is it? What do we got to do?
I think we got to throw it in a barrel. Where's the barrel? Yeah, see the barrel that they've got down there? They'll roll it down there.
You got to roll out the barrel.
Yeah, roll out the barrel. 15 yards away. I think you get two attempts, and you got to drop it in the barrel.
Wow. Nice.
Nice. $2,500. I wonder if Jeff's got that money in cash here, if they're going to make you wait.
Cash
and
money?
Fill out a tax form. And I want cash money on the
they
spot. I'll take $1,200 cash right now. It's going good. Dan Vernig coming to check on us, make sure we're doing our job. Dan, you're doing a great job down there.
Yeah, I feel a lot of third wheeler looking good.
Stats guy, best looking stats guys around. You got it, Dan. So, yeah. This game going on here. Scott, you know, locally, let's talk about something going on here. Volleyball, we might be picking up some, if any of these teams make it to sectionals, we're going to go follow them around. You know,
a couple of good teams. We've got Prentice and Phillips that are pretty good teams.
Yeah, Rib Lake is still in it.
Rib Lake, yeah.
And a lot of good teams still playing. Prentice really has a nice shot, I think, going all the way to state. They've got a nice regional that they're in here and moving their way along in Division Four. The Loggers have play number one St. Croix Falls on Saturday. Going to be a tough game, but a thrilling game last night as they beat Grantsburg. It was so fun to watch, and Grantsburg does a really nice job putting on their live stream over there. It was really fun to watch. They do a great job there. A little more professional than when it's just me, that's for sure.
You know, wobbling screen.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of breaks in the action, but we always have a good time, though, Scott.
For sure.
But so those volleyball teams coming up here is going to be fun to cover. And fun to follow around. If Phillips and Prentice win their next game, we're going to go travel around and watch them play, bring you those games. And, you know, volleyball is really big in the area. We got some really special athletes, girl athletes right now, Matea Eckert, Casey Eckert, or Casey Egerbrek, Brooke Eckert, all the girls over the Phillips and Prentice side, Callie Haken, and just having a fabulous season. She was conference player of the year. A lot of accolades going around with that. And Rib Lake doing well also, so that's nice to see.
She's trying, Jeff. She's got two shots at a 15-yard.
So here it is from the 15-yard line.
$5,000.
Way left.
Oh, she almost got it on the bounce.
She almost got it on the bounce. So she needs to get some height on it. Get some height on it. Try to get the bounce. She's got a good shot here. She's feeling confident. There it is. She did not get the bounce. A good effort. Good try. And congratulations, but you know what? She's going to be bummed the rest of the night.
Yeah, I would be too.
Understandably so, yeah. Really. But that's tough. That was your $2,500 opportunity. And, you know?
Yeah. You know, Steve Bett on the flip side, he's on the insurance side. So he's like, no, this probably won't happen. So, yeah. He was over there. No, I'm kidding. That's Coach Steve Precourt.
He is. There he is taking pictures with
taking
it.
Taking some pictures.
Along with the Ford Insurance team down there. So Ford Insurance, Ford Bank, proud sponsors of high school sports, always involved with everything, and they're going to give a $250 check to the school. To the school or to the team? I hope to the team. Yep, we'll talk to Jeff and have him give it to the team. We could give it to the school. Who knows where that's going to go to. just a kiddie fund.
Are you cold?
Where does that $250 go to, Matt? Where did you say? To the team? To the team. Oh, night. Okay. So, all right. So, yeah, there's a heater up here. It's feeling good up here.
All right. Let's go through our sponsors, Jeff.
Yeah, we'll go through our high school sports sponsors. Proud to have each and every one of these. But A&W Restaurant in Phillips, Culligan of Ashland, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, LPK Dental, that's Lees and Pinsel Kessinger, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, do it best on that north side of town, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, Jeff Hakenen Roofing, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
So
should we go over some of our stats here?
We got it. Jeff, I didn't get everything from United, but I did get some. Leading their way was Bryce, number zero, Bryce Libzit. He had a 17-yard touchdown, a two-point conversion, a 35-yard reception. And then Reed Nelson, their quarterback, had a 21-yard run, and I think there was another run in there, and I can't remember if it was by number 37, a couple two-point conversions. They ended up with 28 points for the half, Jeff. So, you know, what kind of adjustments are they going to make, Jeff?
You know, I think they're really going to talk about this counter play. That, what does the coach say? Hey, we're good with giving up 5 yards a pop. He goes, but this counter play, we got to be ready for this thing every time because that thing goes for the touchdown. It's how they've won all their games this season. And it's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
You got to deal with that or you're going to lose the game. You hope to stay in the game here. They're not down by too much. 14 points, two touchdowns is really nothing, but got to find a way to stop the Logger rushing attack. If you're the Loggers, I mean, as a fan, I love seeing a couple more passes in the second half. I mean, I think that kind of opens things up on the running side of things. Shea does a nice job throwing the ball. Drew does a nice job catching the ball.
I bet you Coach Precor is saying, we don't want to have to pass.
Yeah, that's exactly.
We want to be able to kneel the ball down.
Here at Forward Insurance, we want to play it safe.
Yeah, exactly.
We know what Steve's talking about down there. But, you know, it's a winning strategy. Yeah. And it's why they don't kick the deep kickoff. You know, you play it safe and, you know, take that big play when you can.
It's 42-28. Going through the stats for the Loggers, though, Jeff. Shea Denzine and Ben Vernick both had two-point conversions. Evan Hollinger had a 4-yard touchdown and a 56-yard touchdown. And Trick Molman, Jeff, had 4 touchdowns, 1 from 7, 1 from 8, 1 from 47, and 1 from 54, along with a 2-point conversion and an interception that got taken away from him.
Yeah. So big game for Trigg, a big season for him. You know, wasn't really expecting. He's a kid that got some playing time last year.
Yep.
You know, we got to talk with him or see him a little bit last year. You know, not a significant amount with, you know, all the other players that they had, but having just a brilliant season, you know. Over 1,100 yards this season already is, you know, pretty exciting.
Well, go through our seniors. I'll take first page here, Jeffrey. We got Danny Adamitis, number 4. Position, Sam linebacker and a gunner. He started this year as a football player, plans to go to Chippewa Valley Technical College for power distribution lineman. His favorite movie is Sandlot. Favorite athlete is Corbin Burns. Other sports are baseball and wrestling. Favorite class, apprenticeship with his grandparents. Favorite teacher, Mr. Winter. He's the only one with outdoor hobbies. Best part of football, Jeff, tackling people and friends. Does he mean tackling friends too?
Yes.
Definitely. Favorite football memory, 1 loss. And on our journey to 2 consecutive conference titles. Biggest fan, my parents, that I love more than I show. Favorite food, all food, he says. Jeff, he doesn't look like it, though.
No, thin man.
Yeah, he's a pretty lean guy, yeah. Last season thoughts, you have 4 years of no responsibility. Make the most of them and try new things.
There we go. And Levi Durr, number 10, team captain here out with that ACL injury. Position spin back and middle linebacker. We think of Levi as quarterback. That's a spin back. And Levi started football in the 6th grade, and Scotty, guess who his coach was?
Jeff Hakenen.
Jeff Hakenen. And Levi was the only 6th grader on the 6th grade team that year.
Wow.
And plans, For next year, Gogebic Community College. His favorite movie is Benchwarmers. Other sports that Levi plays, baseball and hockey. He was a basketball player as well. Favorite class, senior leadership and shop classes. His favorite teacher, Mr. Moots. He's always helping him out. Mr. Moots, I've always seen him helping Levi out throughout the years. Best part of football, being physical and making great plays. Can't go wrong with that.
No.
Favorite football memory, sophomore year beating Newman Catholic by a touchdown. Biggest fan, my parents. Thank you so much for everything you've done in supporting me along the way. And you see his parents right out in front of us here tonight watching. Favorite food, cheeseburgers. And last season thoughts. See you later.
All right. Next we have Trigg Moltmann. He's a wingback cornerback. Started football in the fifth grade. Plans next year he's going to be a work in construction. Favorite movie is called Southpaw. Favorite athlete, George Kittle. Favorite teacher, Mr. Winter. He's a great guy. Best part of football, the friendships. Favorite football memory, 2021 tackle drills with snow on the ground, so we would tackle the dummy on top of the hill and sled it down. Biggest fan, Grandpa. The year's going great. Favorite food, tacos. Last season thoughts, I couldn't have asked for a better group of guys to be on the field with.
And number 50, Ethan Podmolik. Position, strong end and center. Started football in the eighth grade. Plans next year, college in River Falls for IT or CS. Favorite movie, Trouble with the Curve. Other sports, baseball. Favorite class, horticultures, ADV, Microsoft Office, and team sports. Favorite teacher, Miss Dahlke, because she is super nice and laid back. Best part about football, kicking good onside. Does he mean good kicking onside kicks?
Yeah.
What he meant.
I think so.
Favorite football memory, doing exactly what Coach Spetz said to do in that one game. In that one game. That was a good one, Ethan. Favorite football, or no, biggest fan, all the coaches and my parents. Thank you for always being there. Favorite food, mashed potatoes. Last season thoughts, I don't really have anything to say.
That's about right.
Clever.
Number 53, Ethan Upson. Position, strong guard, nose tackle. Started football in the eighth grade. Plans next year to become a lineman. Are we talking about football or what?
Yeah, well, we don't know. Maybe offensive.
Favorite movie, Longest Yard. Favorite athlete, Jordan Burroughs. Other sports, wrestling and track. Favorite class, gym with Frodo. Favorite teacher, Miss K, because she's caring. Best part of football, helping Coochie off the ground. Favorite football memory, watching Kaylee get beat by J-Dog. Biggest fan, my brother. Favorite food, lasagna. Last season thoughts, bye-bye. Just is cracking up over here.
All right, Christian Boudreaux. Position, tight end, defensive lineman. Started football in the eighth grade. Plans next year, workforce. Favorite movie, Gridiron Gang. Do you think all these kids' favorite movie is really a football movie?
Maybe.
All right, maybe.
Right now they are.
Great, are they, I guess. Favorite athlete, J.J. Watt. Other sports, wrestling. Favorite class, gym classes. Favorite teacher, Miss Kleinhans, because she is the best teacher and is always there for you if you need her. Best part of football, fun. I get to leave class early to play and spend time with my friends. Favorite football memory, spending all this time with my friends while we are playing the sport we all love to play. Biggest fan, Mom, thank you. I love you. Favorite food, chicken wings. Last season thoughts, try and play as many sports as you can. The time really goes by fast. Bye-bye.
All right. Drew Hoschel, number 84, quick end, Will linebacker. Started football in the eighth grade.
We'll go through him no matter what, Scotty.
Plans next year, heavy equipment operator apprenticeship. Favorite movie, Remember the Titans. Favorite athlete, Brett Favre. I think that's yours too, isn't it? Other sports, baseball and basketball. Favorite class, gym classes. Favorite teacher, Mr. Peterson. He's an amazing person. Best part of football, great coaches and teammates. Favorite football memory, throwing a pass to Ethan P. against Winter. Biggest fan, my brother. I am better at football. Favorite food, hamburger. And last season thought, play as many sports as possible.
And Jack Kowicki, position, strong end and cornerback. Started football senior year. Plans next year, college. Favorite movie, Sandlot. Favorite athlete, Kobe Bryant. Other sports, baseball and basketball. Favorite class, gym or social studies classes. favorite teacher, Mrs. Fuhrer. She's always there for me if I have questions about anything. Best part of football, the team caring and always there for each other. Favorite football memory, beating Northwoods for homecoming. Biggest fan, my parents. I wish I could have played football more than 1 year. Favorite food, pizza. Last season thoughts, thank you to all the coaches and all the others for helping make my senior year fun. So that's all our seniors this year. And Green Bay with the ball starting out this second half here and all the way up to the 44-yard line with the run close to a first down. See where they mark him out. And Green Bay with a strong start here. Wait, 12 seconds gone in this third quarter, 11:48 to go.
A lot inside the 35 of the Loggers.
And a lot of times, Scott, we're used to this 35-point clock run in the second half. I don't think we're going to get to that here today.
I don't think so either. 42-28 here. Green Bay taking their time out of the huddle. Second down and about, three, possibly.
We'll see where they put the chains down here.
Not sure here, Jeff.
Looks like two.
Second down and two.
So the officials helping out the chain gang. And back to action we are here.
From the 35 of the Loggers. Green Bay down by 14.
Just coming out of the huddle, stepping up to the line of scrimmage here. Loggers in their set defense.
Offset eye. Out of the gun, Nelson. Motion from the back. He gives it to him right there, and he's bottled up and gains a short
and
gain.
Ethan Podmolik, the nice foul. They give him a late tackle. Ethan had him wrapped up, threw him down as he was rolling out of bounds. Kind of a weak penalty in a football game. Come on now. And Ethan, a part of the play right there. And 11:39, and that's going to be
15 yards.
Yeah, 15 yards. That's going to move Green Bay up the field. First down for sure.
After a gain of close to the first down yardage of two, they get another 15 from a ticky-tack call here. Inside the 20 now, so red zone action for Green Bay at the 18-yard line of the Loggers. All right. 11:39 here to play in the third quarter. Running over to the opposite side is the Big Easy. Out of the gun here now is Nelson. Nelson back to pass. He hits his H-back, and he loses some yardage there, Jeff.
Yeah, Ethan Podmolik on the coverage.
Locked that up.
Yeah, and made him cut, and this feels a little bit slick. We've seen a couple guys slip up when they were running and worked out in the Loggers' favor this time. Lost the yard.
Lost a four on that pass play.
Ethan Podmolik with the stop.
So big play on first down for the Loggers.
Yeah, Sawyer Kuchiba checking into the ball game right now. The sophomores had a great season.
Podmolik running back in there now. Second down and 14. Out of the gun. Hand off to Bryce Leibzit. Leibzit
gets away from the Podmolik.
Gets out wide. And now he's going to get in for the touchdown.
He gets in. Touchdown, Green Bay. A really nice touchdown run, making this a ball game again here. Keeping the pressure on the Loggers.
Ran into the center of the field, the reverse field, and got all the way around the corner.
Yeah, 42-34. Right now, 8-point lead here for the Loggers. Loggers really need to hold this 2-point conversion, and they'll be sitting in good shape yet.
42-34 again, 11 minutes to play, so quick drive. And it seems like it's cooling off a little here too, Jeff.
Yeah, it does. You can feel it. It's got to be down in the house. See what the temperature is right now.
But a pretty nice night for football, not a lot of wind.
We have 42 degrees. Right now, Scotty.
It's crispy out there. Out of the gun. Double wide receiver. Now he pitches to the wide receiver on the motion carry. And
a nice tackle.
Out of bounds.
Who is that? Ben Vernick again. Ben's doing an awesome job with these tackles. Doing his job containing on the corners.
No 2-point conversion for them. No soup for you, Jeff.
Yeah, no soup for you. 11 minutes to go here in this third quarter. It's 42-34. An 8-point lead here for the Phillips Loggers over this Green Bay United team. And it's going to be Loggers football coming up in just a moment. Going to go over our high school sports sponsors right now. We have A&W Restaurants in Phillips, Culligan of Ashland, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, IAP, Northwoods Community Credit Union, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
And Woodruff Appliance and TV. Scotty, maybe we do some shout-outs here tonight. Any shout-outs out there?
Do a shout-out here to my boys. I think Hugh might be listening out there.
I got John Blumberg out there in Ogama.
John Blumberg.
I think he's listening. John and Danielle, the whole Blumberg clan probably listening over there in Ogama. Big fans of ours over there, Scotty.
Nice.
And, Mom and Dad, I bet Mom and Dad are listening. My daughter, Cully, she's a regular listener over. I think that's the only people listening, Scott.
I got the shout-out to the Godfather. He's probably out there listening up in Butternut.
Ooh.
Here we go. Long kick now, and it's got by Loweri. He picks it up around the 10-yard line, looking for a shake and bake. He gets by one. Now here he goes. Loweri up the middle, and he's out to around the 30-yard
line.
Nice
return. You bet. B.J. Loweri adding his quickness to the game, the Micronesian sensation.
He kind of was daring them to make a move first, and he went the other way.
Yeah, you got it. BJ's
through.
Clever like that.
Got out to the 30, so about a 20-yard return, roughly. 10:51 in the third. Loggers up 42-34.
Yeah, Loggers with the ball. Step up to the line of scrimmage right now. Denzine from the shotgun. 10:51 to go here. The handoff to Lasky, right side. He's got that right corner. He can get around it. And a nice pickup for him, maybe 8 yards, 7 yards on the pickup right there. One of his better runs. He's been bottled up here pretty well here tonight, got around that corner.
But, you know, those guys that are bottled up are setting up that counter.
Totally, completely. You
know? So sometimes they're not getting the yards, but they're kind of giving it to their compadre.
Yeah, and when you're getting the 5, 6, 4, 5 yards, you know, you're still moving these chains along the way.
That's a big pickup, 7.5 yards or so. Second down and about 3, Jeff.
Velasquez's got that strength to power through some of these linemen. And it's going to be a keeper, Denzine, up the middle. It forces his way. He might spot him for the first down.
Yeah,
I don't know where his knee touched. They're going to give it to him. First down, Denzine. The chains are going to move. Loggers with the first down from their own 42-yard line.
Loggers starting to chop their way down the field, Jeff.
You bet they are. And starting to follow this lead of Shea Denzine, having the confidence in him to play. You know, you lose your starting quarterback, your captain, and, you know, a team can really collapse from that. Not at all. They're kind of...
They're deep.
Yeah, they're deep, that's for sure.
Hand off here to Hollinger. Hollinger gets the left side. He gets the corner, but got horse-collared, and where's the flag there, Jeff?
Horse-collar right in front of the official. They don't call it.
All right. Our producer and
Steve,
that guy over there,
the go-to guru,
he says nope, it was a clean tackle.
Whose side are you on, Steve?
Second down and 9 here from their own 43-yard line.
10:09 to go in this ball game. Loggers, Aaron Dulaski on this right side, following his blockers, bottled up right there again though, chugging through to get maybe 3 yards off what was a no gain. Nice job by Aaron Dulaski.
Out to about the 45 at the Loggers. They got to get to the 48 of Green Bay. So they got 3rd and 7, but it's always 4-down territory usually, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you got it. The Loggers, I haven't seen them punt all year, and I don't think they're going to.
Yeah, I don't think they have.
So you don't see the Loggers punt at all. I think even if they're at their own 10-yard line, 4th down, they're still going to try to go for it.
Denzine up the middle.
Handoff. Trig Molman gets
Molman
the first down.
The first down and more.
Trig Molman just been too tough here tonight. He's got that quick speed. He doesn't mess around. He gets it, and it's straight north and south every time he gets it. And he comes off limping a little bit. Trig with talk about lean like Daniel Adamitis.
He's
lean. This kid's got some skinny legs, but, boy, he can run.
You just get those legs going. And
He's tall. He's got to go about 6'3", at least. So he's a long kid that can pick up speed.
All right. From the 43-yard line, Wildcat set. Hollinger gets it up the middle. He breaks through the first line.
Throwing back. Two. They're trying to rip the ball from him. And a 3-yard gain, and they're going to give him the forward progress.
Down to about the 40-yard line here, Jeff. 2nd down and 7. 8:41 and ticking.
B.J. Loweri, the Micronesian sensation, into the game. Got a good feel he's going to get the ball right now. Here's Scotty on 2nd and 7.
out of the gun here, Shea Danzine. They got flanker right, flanker left, motion, Loeri. Back to pass to Danzine. He throws it up, and Hossfield with the catch for the first down. He's knocked out about the 21-yard line. The big Swede with a nice catch, and he's sure-handed out there. And it's nice having a weapon out in the field, you know, a 6'3", 6'4", type kid. Throw the ball up there to him.
Yeah, guarantee nice he wears, you know, the red and black plaid, Jeff, off the field.
Wildcat here. Direct snap. And who's that?
Zalaski. Bottled up again. Not a lot to go.
And not much there.
No, not much there.
8:05 and ticking, but they keep on moving forward, Jeff.
Yeah, second 10 here, and in good position here to score.
Oh, a little loss on the play there, Markenham.
And B.J. Loeri back into the ball game.
From the 22 of Green Bay, here come the Loggers. They're going to line up in the Wildcat. You got Loeri. And you got Danzine back there. Loeri gets a direct snap.
No, it's a counter. Ben Vernick on this right side. Ben, oh, one guy to beat. He gets about 9-10 yards on the play. It's going to bring up a second and one. And when we talk about these backs, you go right down the line, and Ben Vernick next in line, a very capable back for the Loggers. Now you got Evan Hollinger checking back into the game.
So Ben picked up about 8 yards on that play. He's down inside the 15 to the 14. So we got a red zone. This is a Jeff Haken and red zone attempt right here.
Jeff Haken and roofing red zone attempts.
Exactly. And up the middle now, Danzine got bottled up, and I don't think he gained much there, Jeff.
I thought we weren't advertising for Jeff Haken and roofing anytime this time of the season.
Oh, he needs it right now. He wants to be on the roof. What's in December, Jeff.
What's his phone number? 499-0713.
That's not me. I saw that on the bathroom wall.
That's 4-6-1. 6:37 to go in this third quarter. Loggers, 4th and 1. It's a huge play. Possible another play of the game here, Scotty.
From the 12, 4th and 1. They got a tight back set right here. They're going to go
to the sneak.
They've
seen some motion right there. I think it's the Loggers that move, too.
Yeah. I think it is, Jeff. It's going to be 4th and 6 here.
It might have been Callan Chuzzle doing Callan Chuzzle things.
They haven't. Did we stop the clock yet?
6 minutes to go here. Going to move the Loggers back. Going to make it a 4th and a little longer right now. 4th and 6. Still plenty of plays in the playbook for Coach Precor right here. 5:51 and counting. Loggers up 42-34 against this Oneida Nation, Green Bay, New Lutheran. We call them Green Bay United. It's a lot easier to say. And got a fan club? Got more of the Heckman boys in here. Is that still Herc?
That's Hux.
Hudson, how are you, buddy?
Oh, it's Huxley.
Oh, it's Huxley.
Back
the other
to pass.
One.
Here he is. He's got a man in. It's almost picked off.
Oh,
that's going to be a turnover on down.
Yeah, it would have been good if they picked that one off, actually, and caught that one, but turnover on downs right there. And no score. It's still an 8-point lead here for the Loggers. 5:23 to go. And it was former Packer Kabir Baja Biamila's son with the tip ball on that.
So they'll get the ball at their own 17, deep in their own.
And Green Bay's been moving this ball well. Third quarter here. Crucial drive. Every drive is a crucial drive from here on out.
Reed Nelson hands off to his back.
Wrapped up by Hossfield. A nice tackle by Drew. Maybe a 3-yard game. I do see a flag on the play.
Opposite side here, Jeff. We'll see what
likely
it brings
a hold
up.
Against. Yeah, holding. They're going to take the penalty and move them back.
And it's going to be halfway to the goal, I think, Jeff.
Yeah, it will be halfway to the goal. They're inside the 20. That's going to move them back. Nice start here for the Loggers. It's going to be first and 20. Scotty's got the whole family over here checking things out. Future broadcasters here for the Phillips Loggers.
Oops. Yep, I got Huxley here and Herc next to me. my twin 6-year-old.
And football, future football players here too, Scotty?
I don't know. We'll see.
A little bit. Probably hockey. I mean, we know that. Oh, he's got a football.
He's got a
and Loggers.
A fumble. And they got him for a loss.
Wow.
Reed Nelson fumbled the ball down inside the 5.
Looks like all the way down to the 3-yard line. That's going to really back him up. You know, now you're in a position where you're looking to get a safety.
They mark it down at the 5, Jeff.
Generous spot for Green Bay.
It's 2nd down and 1/2 mile here, Jeff, maybe 22 or so. 2nd down and 22 or 23. And Nelson under center pitches back out to Liebzahl. Liebzahl gets the corner.
Follows a block nicely.
Stepped out of bounds right in front of the referee, Jeff.
Yeah. So down.
He stepped out at about the 15.
And not seen by the official standing right there. They're going to mark him out about the 19-yard line.
Yeah. And so 3rd down and 7, though, on a big run from Bryce Liebzahl. 4:13, and the clock stops.
4:13 in this third quarter, 42-34. Phillips Loggers leading Green Bay United.
And they need a big stop here.
The big center over the ball right now. You don't see a lot of the centers being that big.
They got 2 slots, double slot receiver that time. Looked like a hold over there.
And an incomplete pass. The receiver was open and didn't lead him, kind of went behind the receiver. Incomplete pass, going to bring up a 4th and 8.
From inside their own 20. So we'll see what they do, Jeff. It looks like they might bring on the punting unit.
And got to look for the fake punt again. Didn't we get one of those earlier in the game? This is one I think they would actually punt, though.
4th and 7.
So Loggers with nobody deep.
Last time they did this, they faked, Jeff.
Yep. Loggers usually let it bounce.
Looks like they're going to line up here, Jeff. Nelson out of the gun. He's got a back deep, and they are going to go back and punt it now.
And Loggers just let that one go. It's all the way to the 50-yard line. Gets a Logger-friendly bounce. Bounces all the way back to the 43. So
yeah,
what looked like a nice punt.
Bounce.
Yeah, 7-yard return on the bounce for the Loggers. 3:37 to go here, third quarter. It's 42-34. We're going to stay right here at Logger Camp. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman, along with Herc and Hux. The Twins,
24-yard net punt right there.
And it's going to be Loggers football with this 8-point lead. Big opportunity to score and make this a 2-score game.
3:37 here to play in the third quarter.
Jay Denzine, composer all night for the junior quarterback. And here's the counter to Trigg Millman. This left side, he gets here on the left side at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Trigg Millman, 5th touchdown of the game. Loggers up 48-34 right now. What a play for the Loggers. Trigg Millman setting up that, setting up his bouncers or his blockers really nicely.
You could call them that. They look like bouncers.
But they did.
They're bouncing people out of the way, and he just followed them all the way down the sideline.
You know, we talk about this being a, you know, kind of a gritty game, a ground and pound game, but it's the few big plays that have just been huge, and those the grinded down game is what set up these counter plays for Trigg Millman.
And
right side, Benzine to pass, same play, to Trigg Millman, 2-point conversion is good. And 50-34, the Loggers breaking out with a 16-point lead. That gives a thumbs up from Karen back home.
All right, 3:28 here to go, and Jeff. Boy, you know, if you don't brush your teeth that much and your teeth are starting to hurt, you probably want to go to LPK Dental.
I had a good one. I'm glad I didn't say it. You got to go to LPK Dental for sure. LPK Dental.
Lees in Pinsel and Kessinger.
In Park Falls, give them a call. Get your cleaning, get your x-rays, whatever you got to do. LPK Dental in Park Falls. We're happy to have them as a high school sports sponsor. Get those nasty teeth fixed up.
Or keep those nice teeth nice.
Are the nice teeth nice?
3:28. And look at that, Jeff. We got a waxing moon, I think, right there.
Oh, we do. Beautiful out.
It's getting bigger and bigger now.
It is. The lights are on here at Logger Camp. A nice crowd here tonight. Ollie Vernick was last week's fan of the game. I don't know who's leading it this week, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Jeff. What do you
someone
got?
Get rowdy. Usually Dave Piska makes quite a bit of noise. Been quieter tonight.
3:28 here to go and up to kick.
On Malik, squib kick up the middle, and B. Miller falls right on it.
And took a shot
from Kyle Seidenbender.
Okay, I better do it now.
At the 50, so 3:27 to go here.
At midfield, near side hash mark, Green Bay will take over with a 16-point deficit. The Loggers looking to hold them here.
And see what the defense can do. We keep talking about every possession, how important it is. And second half here, this is a big possession.
It sure is.
Loggers defense steps up to the line of scrimmage.
From the gun, Reed Nelson. He's got a single back set. Pairs left. Nelson hands off to his deep back, and that's Baja Biamila. He breaks the tackle, gets about 16, 17 yards before he's wrestled down.
Baja Biamila with about a 17-yard gain.
And inside the Logger, down to the 33-yard line of the Loggers. All right, 3:16 and playing. Jeff, basketball is coming up soon, too.
Basketball is. Basketball season mid-November usually starts up all the high school teams, and I know my son JJ excited about that one. Going to be a big season for the Phillips Loggers.
Also, the cross-country team's doing pretty well up here, too, Jeff.
Absolutely. The whole Phillips program is really doing well.
And Prentice Rib Lake and Schwamigan also are doing really well in cross country.
You bet. And Autumn Mikulski, just unreal what she's doing up there. And for Schwamigan, she finished with a second place at state last year for the team.
Yeah.
Because of her wins in the mile, 2 mile, and 800, whatever. She won second place
track.
As a team in track. Unbelievable what she's doing up there. And
second down and 8 here for Green Bay. Split wide out. Flanker right. That's Baja Biamila. Now he steps back. Here's Reed Nelson out of the gun. He motions Baja Biamila. Fake give. Reed Nelson fakes, and he's going to run it up the middle, and he's got 5 or 6 yards before he's brought down. Yeah, I know that Prentice Rib Lake, they're doing really well. I expect all those teams to go to state, Jeff, all three of them. In cross country, and maybe for the girls and boys.
Yep.
So 1:48.
And with the Loggers, if there's a long run of it coming, boys and girls, the middle school, you're watching them right now, and it's right down the line. There's just a lot of numbers in the cross country program.
All right. Double tight end set. Offset eye in the backfield. Out of the gun, there is the handoff. Back to Leibzit, and Leibzit gets the first down.
From the back, pushed him into get the first down.
Down to the 20, Jeff. So another red zone opportunity for Green Bay. They're down by 16, 1:24 here to go in the third quarter.
Minute 16 to go and counting here. 16-point lead. But, you know, the Loggers got to be kind of okay with this taking time off the clock, not giving up the big play.
Motion. Handoff up the middle. Baja Biamila
gets a few yards
and make it 6
and
yards.
And number 33 tries taking on number 33 for the Loggers. Callan Chuzzles with the stop.
Gain of 3 on the play. 49 seconds in counting. Baja Biamila getting in on the run game. He hasn't been very...
Yeah. I'm waiting for Matt to embarrass Callan on the microphone right there. This is your one moment. This is your one shining moment, Matt.
34 seconds.
Can we get a good job, little buddy, or something? Here's 21 seconds to go here, third quarter.
Back
from the shotgun. And just let him a little bit too far. That would have been a touchdown.
On that
post route
pattern right there from Sam Hillman.
So 3rd and 7 right now, Green Bay football at the Loggers. Where are they at right now,
17,
Scotty?
Jeff.
At the Loggers, 17.
Red zone opportunity here.